Welcome to a wickedly wonderful Wednesday.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby call it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Head home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, that lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on a chain gang.
Tony Joe White jump-starting our Wickedly Wonderful Wednesday with Poke Salad Annie from 1969. Got so many great songs today, I don't know what to do with myself. Let's get this party started with a song for Freddie.
Bye.
were a fan of the Grassroots, you weren't really a fan of their musicianship. In 1968, he reached number five with a song that didn't feature any members of the band playing any instrument. The Wrecking Crew, with old buddy Hal Blaine on drums, handled the music as they did on almost every Grassroots song. So yeah, they could sing. They just couldn't play. Going to be smiling when he hears the intro to this song, Marty Morse.
Surely be learning.
You know, it is Hump Day, so why not a Forgotten 45 by Sopwith Camel? Best known for being the first San Francisco band to have a top 40 hit when they reached number 26 with this one in 1967. Something a little more memorable. This was the number one song in America on January 15th, 1972.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day
die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye bye, Miss America. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
On this date, 1966, Petula Clark's My Love entered the Billboard chart, where it would become her second number one hit. Despite the success, she was later quoted as saying she never liked the song and didn't want it released at all. January 15th, 1977, Leo Sayer scored the first of his two number one hits with You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Dog hanging on your lead.
sad news, on this date in 1994, Harry Nilsson died in his sleep of heart failure at the age of 52. His wife would later say that the last thing he ever said to her was, "I love you so much."
No, I can't forget this evening, or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
On January 15, 1965, The Who's first single was released by Decca Records. Although it would hit number 8 in the UK, the song only made it to number 93 on Billboard's Hot 100.
Can't explain. They give up.
got time for one more song, although, you know, I could keep playing all day long. But anyway, on this date in 1971, nearly 2 months after it was released in the U.S., My Sweet Lord was released as a single in Britain. It topped the British charts for 5 weeks, along with 15 other countries. It became the worldwide best-selling single of 1971. And the song received the most airplay in the 21st century of any song released by the Apple record label, ahead of John Lennon's Imagine and the Beatles' Hey Jude. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart's desire. Have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday.
My sweet Lord.